So what does a real muscle building workout look like?
A real workout is a sustained challenge to your body. You never stop. Just lower your weights and go back up when restored. You lift light to make it through the hour, though not so light that you can lift more, but never lift so heavy that you are forced to stop and rest. Imagine stopping as failing your exercise. It must be avoided. If you are out of shape, you will need to stop for lack of endurance initially, and until you have an hour's worth of endurance by eliminating your rest gaps, exactly like joggers do, consider your efforts a training phase, not quite the full exercise that will build your body. Your body wants to grow. You will see changes, but they will be primarily in your legs. And that's where a wisdom lies. Your legs show you how muscle building actually works. Joggers are a perfect example of the first level, but once they dominate the hour with strength to spare, they do not add weights. Most try to run faster or longer or more frequently. They rarely put on a weight vest or try to jog with dumbbells. Some joggers do run to increase their muscle mass, but they rarely keep increasing their dumbbell weights to build more and more muscle. This is where muscle building reaches the third level. Once you are comfortable with an hour's worth of 5 pounds per hand, you move up, but by no more than 2.5 pounds by hand. The gap of 5 pounds is too much. And at 7.5 pounds, you will see another explosion of muscle growth. Jogging is a very fragile thing. Most people will avoid rain and snow. And when carrying dumbbells, you should too, because when you trip, your hands are busy. And at the gym, you will not be allowed to use dumbbells on a treadmill. That too is dangerous. Therefore, once you earn an hour's worth of jogging endurance and are ready to begin your weight training exercises, you will have to perform dance-like motions at the gym. You will need to move to the beats in your songs, starting with 90s country first, as it is relatively low BPM, and a gentle dance with dumbbells. One beat up, next beat down, will be pushing you into a critical dance trance. This is the same state that you get into when driving home or playing computer games and time gets away from you. While people may think that you are behaving oddly, no one can perform an hour or two worth of lifting almost every day without music. It's just not possible. Real muscle building demands a prolonged challenge to your body, and you will need to distract yourself away from quitting with nice, fresh, and initially slow songs. Only coordinating and synchronizing your lifting to beats of fresh new songs will induce and sustain that focus state. Old songs depleted of energy, perfumes, hot chocolate aficionados that emerge during cold winter days will knock you right out of trance, so you need to find room for yourself. I repeat, and in short, you will be slowly dancing non-stop, performing whatever standing dumbbell exercises your body can handle. Please understand that while you will become more beautiful, bodybuilding is not about the looks. It's about your longevity. People who are standing still while lifting are not truly exercising. As they get older, they will pay for standing still by not having their bodies fully renewed. Older gentlemen who believe that they are too old for working out are actually in a state of a self-fulfilling prophecy. They are getting old because they think they're too old to work out. Dance is not just a way to build your body and focus your mind. This is how you respectfully keep your body renewing itself.
I know you want to know how long it will take, and the answer is 20 months, not years.
But you don't snap into becoming a bodybuilder. You see results first or second week.
I recommend working out every other day at first.
It is non-stop dancing with whatever dumbbells you can handle for an hour.
And once your body gets used to those dumbbells, you simply go up by 2.5 pounds per hand, use wrist weights if you must, and your body will adapt again.
And I also want to clarify that you may need to stop at first the same way joggers need to stop. And like joggers, you will have to close those rest gaps by extending your endurance.
Bodybuilding, as described here, works for young ladies and older gentlemen.
It is just weighted down jogging that looks like dancing.
The result is your body building itself up to handle this new challenge. If you have to stop, you are lifting too heavy, going too fast.
Go back to the lighter weights so that your body can get used to them first.
And when you see people lifting heavy for 20 seconds, all you can really do is compare that to your 60-minute non-stop challenge. You are challenging your entire body by balancing with moving weights. Sitting down and lifting heavy for 30 seconds is not enough to do much. There will be initial adaptation as a person does something,
but they are lifting far too heavy to challenge their body again in any meaningful way. They are cornered, crushed.
If they adapt at all, it will be on the order of decades, not weeks or months. The initial aches go away after a couple of weeks. You may wish to show up to the gym every day, but fatigue, tiredness, and brain fog are a universal sign of not enough sleep and wrong nutrition. Your body is a great ape, an animal. If you are going to grow it, you will have to feed it. And if you want a food recommendation, I recommend farmer food. Lots of meat, some potatoes, and gravy, and vegetables. They needed energy. Their life depended on it. And in every part of the world, they have created a finely tuned combination of nutrients.